Let's bring in the guy, Pat Pagano. Pat.
What do you got to say for yourself?
Here's what I've got to say to myself for myself. So I'm at work yesterday, right? And I'm work here all morning. And Jill had said in the morning that she had gotten some snow up on Music Mountain and that it covered the ground. And I'm looking out here in Sharon, and there's nothing, okay? Nothing at all. So I get in my car later on as I leave work, and I think I left work right around noontime, okay? And I head home, and as I get to Salisbury, there's a little bit of snow on the ground in Salisbury, right? I turn to go up my road, and I live a mile out of town, all right? By the time I get to my house, Pat, there's almost an inch of snow on the ground. And then it continued to snow lightly right into the evening. So I posted the picture on my Facebook page, right? And a couple of my friends who work at other radio stations and one of the meteorologists said, "You got that today?" So I said, "Yes, we did." And Pat, you're right. The weather outside yesterday was horrible. The wind was biting like it was mid-February.
And that was snow squalls.
Yeah.
And there were snow squalls. A lot of this came right off the lakes, believe it or not. And I mean, they were felt all the way down to New York City yesterday. So they were very, very strong. And the cold air is very strong.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because it just cut right through. It was almost like we were just thrown. It felt like it was like zero out.
Well, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I will repeat what I have been saying since November. From the 20th of January on, get ready. I'm not backing off. Sunny, brisk, and cold today, mid-20s. Clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. But at least there's no wind. Sun, followed by some clouds, mid-20s Saturday. A storm goes by well to the south Sunday. Clouds, little sun, 30. And then back to sunshine, low 30s Monday, and in the 30s and sunny Tuesday. So the storm that we were watching will affect the Ohio Valley, Washington, Baltimore, and Delmarva. And those folks down there will get 2 to 4 inches. But I think Washington, D.C. needs a little snow because lately it's been a little hot down there, don't you think?
Yeah. And they need something to cover up all the dirt.
I heard something last night on Network News that I was listening, I was doing other things, and I had to turn around to make sure that I was hearing right about the suggestions of what the government employees who are laid off, what they could do in the meantime.
Bizarre. Stupid.
I have never heard anything so stupid in my life.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of them was like, sell newspapers?
ask your landlord if you can trade services. Now, here's let's take a woman in her mid-40s who's worked for the government for 20 years. Right. She's going to go to her bank and say, "Is there anything I can do for you for free to help make my mortgage payment?" And right. You know what they're going to say to her?
No.
No, pay the payment. It's just plain foolish. It's foolish. That's all. That's all you can say. So now, yeah. So now we're going to miss out on snow on this weekend. Now, beginning on the 20th, we're going to have bitter cold and chances of snow interlaced in bitter cold, right?
Yeah, I think that on the 20th, which of course is next weekend, I think we're going to have some sort of a storm. I can't tell what shape it's going to be, but that storm will
usher in.
Yeah, that will usher in. The winter. Now, you've heard, you know, in Switzerland and Austria, very, very bad weather.
Yeah.
Very bad. I think that so far 17 people have died in the weather there. This is going to wrap around the pole and come down from, if you could just picture, you know, you could picture Europe, and then it comes around the pole, circles around Siberia, and then comes right down through Western and Central Canada. And this is part of the whole thing that we've been telling you about.
The whole change of
change, right, exactly. And we,
This is the Mezzo thing. What is it? What is it you're calling it?
Oh, no, that was the MJO.
Yeah,
Julian Oscillation, right.
Yeah.
Right. The MJO, and of course, other people, the media, saying that they call it the polar vortex.
I hate that term.
I know. So do I. So that's it. I do see that happening, and I hope it's not going to be as bad as it could be. That's all I could say. Because, you know, these things, people don't realize it. But when you get bitterly cold air coming in and sometimes, storms every 2 or 3 days, it starts impacting the economy to no end. So that is one of the things that we'll be looking at after the 20th of June. We should be so happy. The 20th of January.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So that's it. So I'm going into the city tomorrow to see the Cher show.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Tomorrow night. And that is it. On Sunday, I'll be doing some work in the Weather Center, and I'll be waiting for Apple to call me at 2 o'clock so that I could hammer out the problems there on the computer.
Now, it's going to be cold in the city on Saturday night.
Yeah, of course it is.
It could be windy, right?
I don't think it'll be too windy, but it will be cold, you know. But I found the parking garage right across the street from the theater. I already reserved the parking space, $35. So I only have to walk like about a half a block.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, that's smart.
That's it. I mean, it's $35, but, you know, after the price of tickets, what's another $35?
Well, also, if you're going to go to New York and you're going to enjoy it, why not? You know, hey, is it expensive? Yeah, pay the parking costs, for gosh sake. You go to the city, you want to have a good time, you want to park close to where you are. I mean, and when you get into your car after you walk to it, it's been inside, so it's not like it's a cold car or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, that's what you should do. Enjoy yourself.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah.
Well, I want you to enjoy yourself, and you're working Monday, right?
Of course I am.
All right. We'll see you on Monday morning.
That sounds like a good one. You have a nice one. Keep warm.
I will, Pat. Don't worry about that.
I hear you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning on Robin Hood Radio.